This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, one potential casualty of the budget fights in Congress is the Women's Bureau at the Department of Labor. For 100 years, the Bureau has studied and advocated for the needs of working women, but House Republicans have recommended cutting off its funding, about $23 million in 2023, as a cost-saving measure. The 19th, an online publication which covers gender and politics, first detailed how the Women's Bureau ended up in play. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The Women's Bureau was founded on the idea that when women are overrepresented in some sectors and shut out of others, that hurts the whole economy.
We haven't finished the Bureau's work.
Betsy Stevenson, former chief economist at the Labor Department, says occupations are still highly segregated. Gender wage gaps persist within professions. Without the data the Bureau publishes, Stevenson says policymakers would be left in the dark.
When we turn a blind eye to the realities that we're facing, we're left really unable to address them.
And the Women's Bureau doesn't just study those issues, says economist Lauren Bauer with the Brookings Institution.
They actually do things to advance an agenda that works for working women.
Like running grant programs to move women workers into male-dominated fields and publishing sample employment contracts to help domestic workers get paid fairly. Bauer says eliminating the Women's Bureau will set those priorities back. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.